There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on a Dr. Dahlia. I'm the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, guys, fix your radios. Fix your radios. It's DALI in case some of your radios were acting up and you couldn't hear that. 1-877-DOC-DALI. April 15th is tax day. It's been tax day for what, about 60 years? All right, so, it's the tax day. Really, only 60 years. I mean, we pay taxes, but why April 15th? Okay? I mean, everybody's kind of groaning, and I think we got our taxes out. I'm usually not in a hurry because, you know, I owe money, but sometimes I get a refund, which is exciting, even though, remember, the IRS says they're really, really strapped, you know, for staff this year because of Obamacare, and so we may not get our refunds as quickly. Maybe they may be a month late. Okay, so I know, boo-hoo, IRS, boo-hoo. Yeah, but they're busy bees. All right, so they say the U.S., according to Time Magazine, did not institute, well, let me read this to you. They say, founding father Benjamin Franklin famously said that the only things certain in this world were death and taxes. But federal income tax, which is what is due today, I guess didn't really start until the time of the Civil War. As a temporary measure, the 16th Amendment, ratified in 1913, made it possible for the federal government to tax individuals directly. And boy, are we getting taxed. In 1954, Congress passed nearly 1,000 pages of revision to the Internal Revenue Code. Now, this is coming from Time. They noted back then that the bill didn't really change the overall structure of the tax code and that many taxpayers wouldn't be included in the categories of Americans who would see a decrease in their tax bill due to the change, but there was one difference. That tax bill or tax day or T-Day would be moved to April 15th. Okay? Quote, the lawmakers rewrote and in some places tightened many provisions concerning gifts, trusts, partnerships, and reorganized or liquidated corporations. They plugged a clutch of minor loopholes that some taxpayers found profitable. They switched income tax day from March 15th to April 15th, thus giving the taxpayer an extra month to recover from Christmas expenses and sparing him the yearly ordeal of hearing and reading cliches about the Ides of March. I don't know. This is back in the 50s, okay? And then they said, yeah, never but a hound dog. Okay, I don't know what else they were doing. Anyway, so when 1955's tax day rolled around, they said, it became clear that the extra month really didn't help. Okay, there were still jokes. They say the Ides of March were no longer financially deadly, but now April was the cruelest month. See, here's the thing. I like to tell the government to take out more than they need because I would rather get a refund. Okay? You know, the very first time we owed a significant amount of taxes, it was so devastating because apparently we went from one tax bracket to another. And we had no idea how much of a chunk, okay? You know, we had started the practice. We were struggling, you know, for the first few years of the practice, struggling away. I had a couple kids, young kids. I was moonlighting, you know, working part-time at an urgent care, working part-time at the office, dinner with the kids and babysitter and daycare and student loans, et cetera. And I'm not feeling sorry for myself, but I mean, we were, we were in a 1,300 square foot house, and we were all excited about it, and we were able to purchase a second vehicle so I could go to work with one and he could go to work with the other. And we were starting to, be okay. We got this whole middle class thing down. We got this, and then all of a sudden we hit this tax bracket, and this tax bracket completely changed, and all of a sudden we owed a crap load more money. And we were like, really? Then we were like, well, I wonder if I should work less. I mean, was it really worth it, those couple extra hours throwing me into that one range when we combined income? And we were like, well, we can't cut back because now we got our student loans, we got this. And it was, daycare was really expensive, and we just, plus, I mean, I always, work full time. I can't see myself cutting back. In retrospect, I wish I did. Right, to be with the kids more, but it's neither here nor there. So for us, I learned right away, okay, you know what? Let me just pay them a little bit more so that hopefully we get something back and then we don't have to panic every April. Because if you really look at it, you never have the money. Just like planning to financially, what is financially right to have a kid? For most of us, with the exception of Brad and Angelina, it's never a good time to have a kid. If my husband said, Dahlia, do you want to kind of, do some hibbity-bibbity and, make another baby? I would say yes to the hibbity-dibbity, but hibbity-bibbity or whatever. I can't tell you the word he really uses, because it's not appropriate. And it's a private thing. I tell you guys everything about my husband. I want to keep that quiet. And it's so cool. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, there is no way I could financially right now do another kid. So you're never ready to have a kid, financially. You're never ready to buy a house. You're never ready. You think you are. Okay, you're ready to take a loan on a house. You're ready to take a loan on a car. But you can't take a loan to pay for the kid. All right, so, you never feel ready. So here we are, tax day. A little history for you. I hope it goes easy. We were late. I don't know why we were late. I thought we had all our stuff in a row, and then I guess we didn't, and then I guess we needed a mortgage payment statement or something that we had to turn in, and we were late. We had to file an extension. I used to be like, really? You guys need to file an extension? Come on. You start working on your taxes in January. No, we had to do that too. So that's interesting. Oh, that's really cool. They have actually the 1954 story of tax day out of the vault. But I think I need to subscribe to get to it. All right, I love history, and I love reading, stuff from the 50s. So that's cool. All right, let's go back. I love the 50s. If I could have lived in any other decade, it would have definitely been the 50s. Not because of tax day, by any means. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Speaks speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app and we have an Android app. Anytime you want to listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show, you know what? The feeling may arise. You can go ahead and take a listen. So, you know, this free-range parenting or free-range kids has gotten a lot of media attention. And I am bringing it up because apparently two children in Silver Spring, Maryland were taken into custody again after they were found at a park alone. And their parents are proponents of what's known as free-range parenting, which is a philosophy that encourages kids to explore their independence. Officers responded to a report of children without an adult at a park Sunday afternoon, according to the Associated Press, and took the 10-year-old boy and the 6-year-old girl to Maryland Child Protective Services. The children have since been released to their parents, Danielle and Alexander Maitiv, Montgomery County police have said. Daniel Maitiv did not immediately respond today to an ABC News request for comment, but she posted on Facebook Sunday night that she and her husband were allowed to bring their kids home after signing a quote-unquote safety plan. No charges were filed, but the incident is being investigated. Apparently, she posted on Facebook today that the police coerced our children into the back of a patrol car, telling them they would drive them home. They kept the kids trapped there for 3 hours without notifying us before dropping them at the crisis center and holding them there without dinner for another 2.5 hours. We finally got home at 11 p.m. and the kids slept in our room because we were all exhausted and terrified. Maryland law says that children younger than 8 must be in the care of a person who is at least 13, according to Child Protective Services. See, this is very interesting. If this was 1972 and you saw this headline that two children were in the park alone, you would be like, so? People go to the park all the time. Remember Sesame Street days? People were always running around the park. All right, but now this is, involves, police and authorities and Child Protective Services and custody. All right, now the parents are vowing to file a lawsuit. Okay, they think that there's another article here I'm reading now. This happened over the weekend, etc. They said the fundamental constitutional rights of parents cannot be infringed simply because certain governmental employees disagree with the parent's reasoned decision on how to raise his or her children. See, here's the thing. I agree with the Maryland law that you can't have an 8-year-old not in the supervision of somebody that's younger than a teenager. I mean, because these two kids were just 6 and 10. Anyway, a concerned citizen has seen the kids, called authorities. And, I mean, the other thing, too, is, I mean, what do we want to reward? I am very glad that a concerned citizen looked at the situation and said something could be up before these kids were abducted. I mean, here's the thing. I care about the kids. Okay, yes, I care about parental rights, but my first priority is making sure kids are safe. And if this is a park and it's near, sundown, okay, I think we have to have certain laws in place where there needs to be certain supervision. Okay, now, who was it? I'm trying to think who is kind of the spokesperson for this free-range parenting. I believe there was a Lenore Skenazy, who's a columnist. She wrote about the experience in the New York Sun where she let her 9-year-old son ride the New York City subway system alone. So she got, a lot of, criticism, and there was a lot of media attention, et cetera. Apparently, yeah, she let her kid go and take the subway. And I think this happens a lot more often than we think. And the funny thing is I remember my mother-in-law saying as a teenager, she always took the subway alone. You just did. But it was a different time. All right? There's such a thing called helicopter parents. Helicopter parents are named for the habit of hovering over their offspring, micromanaging their lives in an attempt to keep them safe. I am Black Hawk. I'm Black Hawk. You can call me any sort of helicopter I like, because trust me, what I've seen in the ER and what I've seen happen to kids, oh, you bet I am hovering over my kids like a, those kind of like little stealth bomber thingies with the wingspan like that. Yeah. Okay. But on the flip side, do we have kids that are not able to go and climb a tree? You know, my husband grew up with tree houses. I didn't because I grew up in Arizona and Nevada. So, you know, we had a lot of cacti. We never had those big, beautiful trees like you guys have back east. We could actually, you know, build a tree house on a branch. But my husband did. You know, so he would climb trees all the time. Well, one of our friends, his kid was climbing a wall, fell, hit his head, had a bleed, and unfortunately died. So when I saw something like that, I would always yell at my kids, no climbing. Stop climbing. Because if you fall, you're going to hit your head. You know, my husband's looking at me like, you know, I don't get it. But I don't know. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where I don't know if we're seeing more accidents. Are we seeing more accidents in kids because they aren't as strong? They're not bouncing off the asphalt like we did. I can't tell you how many times. I mean, thank God for me, I had suffered a concussion. I was just kind of climbing some railing in kindergarten. I fell back, and when I came to, I was in the nurse's office. And my mom was livid. My mom was like, you're not supposed to be climbing, you know. And, you know, I was supposed to get spanked that day. And she had to stop at Ralph's. And grocery store. This is when we live in California. And I don't remember much about the concussion. I think it was just kind of foggy, but we had to go to Ralph's because she had to get groceries, you know, because she didn't have time to cook dinner, and I was supposed to get a whooping. And I remember she didn't. You know, she probably thought that the concussion was punishment enough. I was supposed to get a whooping for, you know, having a concussion. But, again, that's what parents did back then. You used to get in trouble. And I remember I thought she forgot. I was only 5 years old, but she probably changed her mind. But I remember her ripping me a new one in the car. Because I was climbing on things when I wasn't supposed to. But, I mean, thank God I lived through that. I didn't have a bleed to the brain. She didn't have to take me to the hospital or anything. I had a concussion. You know, we went grocery shopping, went home. I don't even remember seeing the doctor after that. It was different. Now we're hearing of kids having bleeds and kids going into comas and, you know, I don't know what it is. Yeah, and playgrounds are softer now. Many of these playgrounds have this softer type of, foamy thing down there as opposed to asphalt. So I don't know what the happy medium is. This hands-off approach to raising kids, I don't know I don't know if kids are being thrust into that too quickly. Okay, the crime rates have risen. Apparently, crime rates really, really peaked in the 90s. They say in terms of abductions, I still don't know what these statistics are in terms of abductions or pedophiles or sexual assault, etc. But the one thing I do know is there are predators out there, right? And there are violent people out there. And I think I'm teaching my kids how to be tough other ways. But in terms of protection and all that, I let them go to nearby parks and nearby neighborhoods, etc., but still within the distance where I could see and hear them. I just, you know, and now, true, you know, my kids are starting to, you know, pubertize, so they're getting bigger, I was always nervous when they were tiny. Really, really nervous because, again, you know, bad things happen. Just like swimming. We used to swim without, you know, our parents watching. Now, oh, no. And imagine the child abuse case. You let your kids swim. So it's just different. You know, so you need to know if the kid understands rules, understands stranger danger, understands like an escape plan if things are going bad. And if you don't think your kid is ready for that, if there's somebody that's sitting across the street watching them, all right, and you think the kid, you know, is not going to be able to handle being followed back to the house, then don't let the kid be there. Okay, you gotta be smart. However, do I think us helicopter parents are doing it right? No, I don't. I mean, my kids do not know how to use a lot of tools. Okay, they don't know how to use electric saws or things like that. They don't. Why? Because I just think they're going to be clumsy and I think they're going to hurt themselves. Yet my brother, he was all up into, you know, electrical wires and things like that with Dad. So do my kids know how to change a car battery? No. We don't have car batteries anymore, or not car batteries, but we don't have, we don't have the same type of look under the hood of our car now with all the way these things are with computer and things like that. So I'm worried my kids won't know how to change oil, change battery. So I think we got to find a happy medium. But would I let my 9-year-old, if he was 9, on the New York subway? It depends how many stops. It depends where. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Probably not.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so acetaminophen could apparently, Tylenol, okay, the active ingredient of Tylenol, could dull joy as well as pain. They say people who were taking the Tylenol or acetaminophen in the study did not know they were reacting differently. So the new study has found that acetaminophen, which is a main ingredient in Tylenol and Midol, I lived on Midol growing up, and more than 600 other medicines, not only reduces pain, but pleasure. The authors of the study, which was published this week in Psychological Science, say that it was already known that the acetaminophen blunted psychological pain, but the fact that it blunted joy, I mean, you know, I gotta admit, I was popping Midol all through high school, and I really wasn't the happiest teenager. You know, I mean, I thought I was happy and I was giggly, but not those weeks. So that would make a lot of sense. So, they say using Tylenol or similar products might have broader consequences than previously thought. Rather than just being a pain reliever, it may be an all-purpose emotion reliever. Now, many of you that are on narcotics, Vicodin, Norco, used to take Lortab, etc., those medicines you guys take have a lot of Tylenol in it. And I notice that a lot of my patients on narcotics say they get kind of depressed. So we know the narcotics could do it, but what if that's the Tylenol? The researchers tested their thesis by showing 82 college students 40 different photographs, some with pleasant images like kids with little kitty cats, and some with highly unpleasant images such as children who were malnourished. Half of the participants in the study were given an acute dose of acetaminophen, which is 1,000 milligrams or a gram. The other half were given a placebo with the same appearance. The subjects were then asked to rate the photos according to how unpleasant or pleasant they are. The ones that looked at the kitty cats screamed and ran. No, I'm kidding. See, some people don't like cats. See, me, if it's a kitty cat, if it's a grown-up cat, you know, and it's not that I'm a cat person. It's just I love animals. So whether it's a dog, a ferret, a bird, a octopus, an in-law, you know, I'll be like, oh, it's cool. Anyway, half of the participants of the study were given that dose. Those who took the dose rated all the photos less extremely than those who took the placebo. So the positive photos were not seen as positive, and the negative photos were not seen as negative. So rather than going, oh, my God, that poor kid is malnourished, she was probably like, oh, that kid needs some food. See? So it kind of dulled the bipolarity of a response. Now, could this be used in people that suffer from bipolar? Maybe. So, the researchers followed up by testing a group of 85 people to see whether this change in judgment applied just to emotions or whether the drug blunted people's evaluation of magnitude in general. So, the group showed the same blunting of emotional reactions, but the Tylenol did not affect how much blue they saw in each photo. So I guess what they did is they wanted to go, is it just that they're completely numb because they're sleepy or whatever? Or was it the emotional aspect as opposed to objective findings in the picture? They say each week 23% of American adults or 52 million people use a medicine containing acetaminophen. There's a lot of over-the-counter medicines with acetaminophen in it. So maybe we, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't really take a lot of Tylenol. I do take some Excedrin migraine, so I guess, you know, but my problem is I am so overexcited about stuff all the time. You know, like my kid, you know, he comes home and goes, you know, Mom, you know, I got a 62 on my test. 62? Yeah, Mom, I thought I failed it. I thought I was supposed to get a 57. So I got a 62. I'm like, oh, well, I guess I good boy. Thank you. I'm going to go play the GTA. So, no. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, Alzheimer's. Let's talk about the study we were talking about in the first hour, where we may find a possible cause. We may know what's going on with Alzheimer's, okay, thanks to mice. There was a study using mice out of Duke where they uncovered a possible cause of Alzheimer's disease. And it suggests that a drug currently being investigated in human trials for cancer could possibly now be turned around and used to help treat Alzheimer's or even prevent it. The findings by Duke University and published in the Journal of Neuroscience, all right, contradict the current thinking of the disease. The research suggests that in mice with Alzheimer's disease, certain immune cells that normally protect the brain begin abnormally to consume this nutrient arginine. By blocking this process using the drug difluoromethylornithine, DFMO, memory loss and a buildup of sticky proteins, you know, those brain plaques, were prevented. The study used a type of mouse in which a number of important genes had been swapped to make the animal's immune system more similar to humans. Now, senior author who gets credit for this is Carol Colton, professor of neurology at Duke University School of Medicine and a member of the Duke Institute for Brain Sciences. And she says, if indeed arginine consumption is so important to the disease process, maybe we could block it and reverse the disease. It was previously thought that the brain releases molecules that ramp up the immune system, then damage the brain, but the study found a heightened expression of genes associated with the suppression of the immune system. So it's surprising that the suppression and not the activation of the immune system was the issue in Alzheimer's. So mice that had been given the drug DFMO to block arginase, okay, which is an enzyme that breaks down arginine, okay, so obviously what you got to do is you got to stop you can have arginine, but you need to stop the enzyme that's breaking up the arginine. I want to look up foods rich in arginine. I know chocolate is a big one. I'll have to look it up because I'm wondering if that's going to be the next thing they tell us to do when it comes to Alzheimer's prevention. But anyway, and they found that these mice perform better on memory tests. So you block the local process of this amino acid deprivation, then you can protect the plaques from flowing now or forming. Now, of course, we're wondering, what about this tau protein? Well, maybe the tau protein gets deposited more because high arginine presence. I don't know. There may be a connection with the two. So don't give up on the whole tau protein and the amyloid buildup, et cetera, because that's still a part of it. So using this animal, so good for the mice. That's great. Okay. What are foods high in arginine? That's interesting. They have a list showing certain seeds sesame flower seeds, soy protein, gelatins, crustaceans, mollusks. That's interesting. I shellfish. Here I am recommending people with, let me try to look up foods high in L-arginine. Because I know chocolate, a lot of foods that are bad for you. If I could get you guys to eat more fish, I would rather you do that. All right. I'm not coming up with as good a list as I want to. Better than arginine. Nope. That's the problem. All right. There's so many pop-ups. I don't want to waste your time. When people are concerned about herpes outbreaks, they get nervous about not having as much lysine versus, you want more lysine than arginine in your diet. And arginine seems to be higher in nuts and I believe shellfish, chocolate, and I believe fatty foods. Unfortunately, I don't have a list at the tip of my hand. I'm going to have to find it after break. All right, so interesting stuff. Pretty cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, I want to talk about how pregnant women taking pain medication may not be the smartest thing. All right, and it may actually put babies at risk of neonatal abstinence syndrome. I was abstinent for a long time. My husband was not happy about that one. And is gestational diabetes linked to autism? Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly. and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Here we go. I got it now. All right. Foods high in arginine and low in lysine, which aren't really good for herpes outbreaks and which may not be good for Alzheimer's, which to me doesn't make sense because I've been telling you guys to eat seeds and nuts, especially if you don't have diverticulosis, because I think it's a great fiber source, and they pack a lot of omega-3s, many of these nuts, and they are healthy. But apparently high arginine foods include seeds and nuts, coconut, orange juice, oats, lentils. Is that crazy? Aren't we... aren't I telling you all the time to eat this kind of stuff? Lentils? I have no problem passing up on the lentils. But wheat products, chocolate, protein supplements, and gelatin. All right? So those things could, be high in arginine. Also, things that could increase your arginine level, arginine-elevating foods, could be foods that have the citrulline in it, like, watermelon and rind, cantaloupe, really? Cucumbers? I'm not sure. I got to look that up. Acidic foods, junk food, food additives, artificial sweeteners, red meat, alcohol, caffeine, etc. Yet higher lysine foods and lower arginine are your apples and figs and pears and vegetables and fruits, and cauliflower and Brussels sprouts and beans, even dairy. Believe it or not, people that have herpes issues, they find that dairy seems to help. Yogurt, very high lysine. And then certain meats could help, like chicken, fish, lamb, beef. So I found that interesting. Sometimes they even recommend alkalizing your diet. Again, I don't know how much you're able to alkalize your diet because, again, your stomach acid tries to destroy anything basic that comes in its path. But I hope that helps. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Robert sends me a Forbes article on 10 things not to do on tax day. I guess you guys are really freaking out about that it's tax day, huh? All right, really quickly, I'll read this to you. This is good. Okay, this comes from Forbes magazine. All right. Last minute scrambling, I understand. They say do not fib on your taxes because you will pay later. So if you guys are rushing to get your taxes done, no lying. Okay? They say call your tax professional for anything other than an extension. Okay, they say that's not bad because, you know, your tax professional is probably not going to be very, very excited that you're calling to say, hi, do you want to come over and grab a beer? Don't leave your accountant alone. Leave your tax professional alone unless you need to file an extension. Okay? Many of us are hopefully expecting a refund. Don't spend it. Okay? Me, it's not like spent, but it's already budgeted on something that should have been paid off back in February. So I am just waiting for that check, and you are going to hear the gulp when it goes into the bank because my bank account is very, very thirsty, you know, for the few hundred dollars or whatever. So, just don't spend the money when you don't have it. Because remember, the refund could be held over. There could be some concerns. Maybe there's an issue with the IRS. They're saying the refunds are supposed to be processed quicker than we thought, but they told us expect a delay. Do not try to reach for the post office today at 4:55 p.m. Even though it has to be postmarked by 5 p.m. on tax day, there's no reason for you to rush. In fact, according to the Journal of American Medical Association, deaths from traffic accidents rise 6% on tax day. Can you believe that? All right. They say do not call the IRS. On a routine day, the chances of the IRS picking up the phone are 7 in 10. However, on tax day, we're assuming they're very, very busy. They could be off. You know, they could be hanging out with the Secret Service at some of those sex parties. I don't know what the IRS is doing. Don't forget to sign your tax return. That stinks. So you think you signed it timely and you forgot to sign it. Make sure your signature is at the bottom. Assume you'll figure it out later. Okay? So many of you will think, okay, you know what? I can just get this done. I can file for an extension and I'm good. Even if you do get that extension, use the time wisely. Do not even think about not paying at all. All right? They say don't fail to take advantage of all the cool stuff available. There's apparently a lot of companies offering special deals and promotions. I think there was some place where I live giving away free coffee. So apparently there's a lot of cool stuff out there. And then don't panic. No need to panic. Okay? Right? You know, I mean, we've had to pay taxes for a while. Just get it done. If you need to call in sick to get your taxes done. But can I please say that, honestly, really, you waited all this time? Here's my thing. I still kept thinking I was in March. And then all of a sudden it was April. And then it was April Fool's. So you never really believe it's April. Because people are like, you know, it's April today. And you're like, wait a second, April Fool's. Nah, no, it's not. Okay, well, no. All right, apparently, yes, it was. So that's definitely something to not, you know, mess around with. All right, gestational diabetes. Pregnancy-related diabetes, where we find that you become diabetic while you're pregnant, can increase the risk that your child will develop autism. All right? The blood sugar being high has been linked to moderately increased risk of autism spectrum disorder in a study where they looked at 320,000 U.S. children, according to a study out of Kaiser Permanente, Southern California. It was an observational study, not a direct cause and effect, but what they did is they looked at kids and they found that, you know, these kids that were autistic, you know, did they come more often from a mom who ended up having gestational diabetes? Now, mind you, the older you are when you're pregnant, the more of a chance you could have with gestational diabetes, where you aren't handling your sugar as well. I was very, very fortunate not to have gestational diabetes. When my mom was pregnant with her fourth kid, my younger brother, they weren't checking it like they do now, but she gave birth to my brother, who was 10 pounds, 5 ounces. And usually when a baby is that big, we start thinking gestational diabetes. So, but then again, she was also in her 40s. When she gave birth to my brother. So you also don't know, not that my brother has autism, but you wonder if the gestational diabetes could be related more to age. But it's kind of an interesting study nonetheless. Okay? Apparently the study was published April 14th in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and Dr. Zhang's team followed more than 320,000 children born from 1995 to 2009 at Kaiser Hospitals. During roughly 5.5 years of follow-up, 3,300 of them were diagnosed with autism, and they found that the babies exposed to the diabetes by the 26th week of pregnancy had a 42% increased risk of developing some sort of autism, Asperger's, etc. So we don't know why. Is it that the sugar messes up the brain development? We just don't know why. I want them to figure this out soon, though, if they could. You know, I've had a lot of patients who have autistic children, and I, you know, ask them about their gynecological history and if they've had fibroids. So one theory of mine is if a mom had fibroids when the baby was born, maybe the fibroid was pushing on the baby's brain. We don't know. You know, I mean, is it a gene? They haven't been able to do a gene test yet. Is it something that happens in the womb? What's going on? Or is it post-birth? Okay? You know, a lot of parents who think it's post-birth thinks it's from the vaccines. Then you have other parents that go, no, I think my baby was always this way. So we don't know. We don't know enough. But all I know is I have parents freaking out about their cell phone being on top of their tummy. They're freaked out about their husband watching television next to them. You know, there's some parents that do not let the mother-in-law come over because they're afraid their child could become autistic. You know, there's a variety of different, wives' tales out there. But I got to tell you, man, you know, these autistic kids are so intelligent. You know, what are we missing here, people? There is something that's happening where I think either something is hyper-developed and we're just missing, you know, what the gift is. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You guys, hang me down.
Hang me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Hi,
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.